פרגרף יוד, וזה בחינה סויד הגוביע שנמצא במתחס בניומן. This is also the secret of that special kois of Yosef HaTzadik that he hid in the bag of in the satchel of Binyamin. Ki Binyamin hu ikar tikun shleimus vayitzo, because as we explained earlier, Binyamin represents the perfection of Eitzah, the completion of Eitzah. Ki noilad beretz Yisrael, because he was the only one of the sons that was born in Eretz Yisrael. Ubeis HaMikdosh veKodesh HaKodoshim beChelkoi, and the Beis HaMikdosh and the Kodesh HaKodoshim were in his plot of land specifically. Veshom Soid HaGoviah, and it's in the Beis HaMikdosh and the Kodesh HaKodoshim that you have the secret of this concept of this gavia, this kois, shehu bechinas shleimus ho'etzo, shenimsheches ayidei tshuva al pegamonus chachomim. This term gavia represents perfection of Eitzah, which is brought about by correcting anything that's wrong in Amunas Chachomim. Shaideze nisrabin sifrei ha-Torah. Rabbeinu Zal explains over there in Likut Imran that when you zoche to correct the Pgam Amunas Chachomim, then there are many new Sforim that are written, and also people show the proper respect to the Sforim. V'nishlemes ha-Torah, the Torah is completed. V'nichleles bebechinas kodesh kadoshim, and the Torah is elevated and gets plugged into the kodesh kadoshim, the Holy of Holies. Sheshom kol ha-shloish osr mechilin rachmi, which is the place of the 13 midos of Rachmonis. Shaydezeh nimtokim kol hadinim, which is what brings about a sweetening of all midas hadin of Hashem. Now Rav Nosson Zal says, ki iso b'yalko toruveni b'shem ha-megala amukais. There is a medrash called a likut of medrashim called Yalko Toruveni, and he quotes in the name of the Megala Amukais, who was one of the great mekubolim of the 1600s, I believe, shegovia hu b'chinas yud gimel pa'omim ayin beis, that the word gavia is actually a combination of two things, the number Yud Gimel, which is 13, and the number Ayin Beis, which is the gematria of the word Chesed. So Gavia is 13 times Chesed. Shehein Yud Gimel Mechilin Derachmi, which symbolizes the 13 qualities of kindness. Hainu Kanal, as we said earlier. Shehein Oisis Gavia, that's the word Gavia. Vezeh Shemuvasham, and this is why it's brought over there, She Yud Gimel Ayin Beis Hanal Begematria Sholoim Bemem Stuma V'chulu Ayin Shom. This is why it's brought there, that if you take these two numbers and you multiply them, 13 times 72 is Begematria 936, which is the gematria of the word Sholoim. How is that? Because we know that the Hebrew alphabet goes up to Tuf. Tuf is 400. Aleph is 1, and Aleph is 1,000. So you start from 1, Aleph, Beis, Gimel, Dalet. You go to Tuf, you have 400. And then the next number that you have is the next Aleph, which is Aleph, 1,000. Where do you get the other five numbers? Where do you get 500, 600, 700, 800, 900? So it's brought that those are the five letters that come in two forms. Menatzbach. The letters Menatzbach, they're written one way when they're at the beginning or in the middle of a word. When they come at the end of a word, they look completely different. Chaf sofit, mem sofit, nun sofit. So those are the numbers that are going from 500 through 900. Chaf sofit is 500. Mem sofit is 600. Nun sofit is 700, and so on and so forth. And this is used many times in the Zohar HaKadosh and the Sifrei Kabbalah. So that the word shalom, shin lamed vav, is 336. Mem sofit is 600, which gives you 936, which is the gematria of 13 times 72. 13 times 72 is 936, which is sholoim. Ki ikar hatikun al yedei hasholoim, shehu tikun amachloikis, shehu bechinas tikun pgam emunas chachamim. Because the main tikun of everything we're speaking about here is through sholoim, which is the opposite of machloikis, which is the tikkun for pegam emunas chachamim. When there's pegam emunas chachamim, then the eitzos get messed up, you don't have the proper eitzos, and then you fall into machloikis. Rav Nosson Zal is going to have a lot more to say about this in the next paragraphs. We'll hold it over here for now. Just one note that these two always go together. The term Shalom and the term, number one, Shalom, and the term and the concept of Eitzah, the real Eitzah. Because when a person doesn't have the right Eitzah, then it's called Chalukah so Eitzah. I'm divided. I'm split. There's a split in my mind. Should I do this? Should I do that? Yes, no. That's machlokes. Kosher pasul. The shalom is when you come to the right end. When you say, no, it's not yes. No, it's no. The answer is no, period. There's no confusion here. There's no two answers. It's one answer and it's a no or a yes, whatever it is. So that's number one. Number two, it's interesting to note that Rav Nosson Zal says that the thing out of all issues in a person's life that they need Eitzah for the most complicated and the most difficult and the most important thing in life is Shalom. That's the most important thing. Whether it's Shalom between the Guf and the Neshama, whether it's Shalom bein Ish Lishtoi, whether it's Shalom among a person's Chaverim, that's the top of the top of the top. We know in Shmoin Esrei, that's the final bracha. And the Gemara says, Lo yimotza kodesh baruch hu kli machzik bracha ela ha-shalom. That the only time that there's a bracha is if there's shalom. You know, there's so much to say about this. So Rav Nosson Zal says that because the Eitz Sahara knows this, this is what he tries the hardest to mess up, is this shalom. Whether it's shalom machloikis in Klal Yisrael, machloikis among the tzaddikim, whether it's shalom bias, he knows that when a person's shalom bias isn't in place, it weakens the person tremendously from being able to fulfill his full potential, from doing, the person's so much stronger when he has his bias with him, when he and his wife are solid, united, and they're both going in one path, you know, it makes a big difference. And this is what smarumas we say in the tefillah at night, Hashkiveinu Hashem Elokeinu l'shalom, v'amideinu malkeinu l'chaim tovim l'shalom, ufrois aleinu sukas shloimecha. It's three times already. Hashkiveinu Hashem Elokeinu, Hashem, put us to sleep. No, put us to sleep, l'shalom, in peace. V'amideinu malkeinu l'chaim tovim l'shalom. And Hashem, let us be zeicher to get up, l'shalom. Ufrois aleinu sukas shloimecha, and spread out your sukkah of shalom. V'sakneinu bi'etza toivo milfonecha. And Hashem, please give us good advice from you. Now, out of all the things in my life that I need good advice for, what's the thing that I need the most good advice for? The next words. V'hoishienu mehera leman shemecha. And Hashem, please help us quickly for the sake of your honor. The first letters of V'hoishienu mehera leman shemecha spell the word shalom again. So that when we say v'sakneinu b'yetza toivam ulfanecha, out of all the different things that I need, Rabbi Nezal said, he once heard somebody davening Maariv and they went over that sentence quickly. And Rabbi Nezal commented, look at that person. He has no idea that this is one of the most important statements of the entire day. When a person's davening Maariv and they get up to Hashkiveinu and they get up to that line, v'sakneinu b'yetza toivam ulfanecha, they're supposed to slam on the brakes and say, whoa, 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 what am I saying? What am I saying? This is the most important tefillah of the entire day, begging Hashem, Hashem, I need Eitzah Tova. I have no idea what to do. I need you to show me what to do about everything in my life. Ruchnius, Gashmius, Bein Odom Lamokoyim, Bein Odom L'Chaveroi, this is it. So Rav Nosson Zal, I think it's Rabbi Froimel Zal, who says that the next four words are, V'hoishienu meher l'man shmech hashbizuch to Yeshua. What, Yeshua? Again, regarding this shalom, to be zeicha to have shalom between my guf and my neshama, to be zeicha to have shalom with all the people that I'm dealing with, you know, etc. Because that's kli machzik brocha, that's bias moshiach, everything. We know all of that is totally in shalom. The Zohar HaKadosh says that if there'll be one group of people, one shul, that'll be united, they'll have real true unity between them in serving Hashem, Mashiach will come. That's the wording in the Zohar HaKadosh. Halavai, we should be zeicher to have a chelek in that.